Hi, this is a dictation for patient Kenneth Collins, KENNETH COLLINS, date of service is 2/21/1962. Date of birth is 2/21/1962. Sorry, date of birth is 2/21/1962. The date of service is on 8/18/2023. Chief complaint: severe pain in the neck, mid back, lower back, both shoulders, right hip, and shooting pain down to the right leg and toes. He is referred from his chiropractor for an evaluation. His primary care doctor is Dr. Mohammed Cameron Sheikh, SHEIKH. The patient reports that he had an accident on October 23, 2019, causing all the symptoms. History of the automobile accident is as follows. This is not an automobile accident. It's a worker comp accident. The accident, workman comp accident, happened at his workplace on October 23, 2019. Please make sure it's not an automobile accident. The accident happened as follows. He was working at Great Lake Wire and Spiral work at Chicago and Hubbard in Detroit. He was driving a Hilo. A wheel of the Hilo was recently replaced. He reported that the right wheel of the Hilo fell out of the Hilo, and the rear right wheel. The Hilo is called Flexi 1. And it was recently replaced by Forklift Tires Incorporated. It appears as a result of the tire coming off, all of a sudden, this impact jarred his back as the Hilo was immobile and suddenly stopped. He fell to the right side of the Hilo, although he did not fall off the machine, but the machine fell 2 feet and 25 degrees inclination. Before the event happened, he was driving at 20 miles an hour. There was no direct trauma to the head, no injury towards the machine. He did not impact any part of his body into the machine. He did not fall, no head injury, no bleeding, no laceration. He reports that the ambulance came to the scene at the workplace. He was taken to Beaumont Hospital, Oakwood, where he was for 3 to 6 hours. X-rays were done, and then he was discharged, but he was sent to the spine specialist also. Currently, he is seeing Dr. Bronco Chiropractic, who has referred her for a re-evaluation. According to him, he has seen only 4 or 5 times. In the past, after the accident on October 2019, he was taken to team rehab for physical therapy for 6 months. And then he also saw in 2019 Dr. Ramakrishna, who is a spine doctor, who recommended him surgery, but he didn't want surgery and he quit seeing him after some time. He saw Dr. Newman, N-E-W-M-A-N, who is a pain physician. He ordered physical therapy throughout the 2019, 2020, and 2021. He never received any epidural, but he had a acupuncture done 4 times. He has been doing home stretching, home massage, medical medicines, and tense unit medications. history of physical complaints. He denies any headaches, denies any symptom of PBI. Please write down that he has no dizziness, no vertigo, no vision problem or hearing problem, no focus problem, no orientation, confusion, disorientation, none of them. No incontinence, no nausea, vomiting, and no seizures, and no smell problem or taste problem or chewing problem. Regarding the pain, patient reports that he's suffering from pain in the neck, which is 7, mid-back pain is 8, lower back pain is 10. He reports that the lower back pain occasionally radiates to the right leg laterally, all the way involving 4th and 5th toe, which is numbness and tingling most of the time, and it is 7 on a scale of 1 to 10. In addition, patient has pain in both the shoulders. Right shoulder pain is 6, left shoulder pain is 9. Right shoulder range of motion maximum is 90 degree abduction, and the left shoulder is 70 degrees. He can walk up to 1 or 2 blocks. Sitting and standing is painless, but sitting is terrible sometimes. Cannot do more than 30 minutes. His sleep is only up to 4 hours. He has tried medications like Xenoflex, gabapentin. In addition, patient has numbness of the 2nd, 3rd and 4th finger, both sides, along with weakness. They are affecting his ADLs. These pains are reported to be continuous as throbbing, shooting, stabbing, sharp, cramping, aching, heavy and tiring, exhausting and tightness. The overall pain intensity is 7 to 9 and ADLs are affected 10. Modified factor for the pain. Pain is worsened by sitting, bending, and then walking, driving, and improved by medications as well as physical therapy, lying down. Patient has associated numbness, tingling, pins and needle of both the hands at 2nd, 3rd, 4th and 5th finger. Muscle weakness is reported in the fingers. He has dropped phones. No bladder bowel incontinence is reported. Patient reports of sleep disturbance, difficulty walking, fatigue, weakness, numbness, tingling of both hands, as well as lethargy. Does not have any subtle anesthesia, does not report any anxiety, depression, or panic. And no homicidal, suicidal thoughts are reported. System review is positive only for sleep apnea and CPAP use in respiratory, high cholesterol, high blood pressure, heart disease, arthritis, joint replacement assisted devices in the muscle skeleton. Past surgical history is positive for bilateral knee replacement 2020-2021 by Dr. Matthew Steffes, S-T-E-F-F-E-S, cataract in 2016. Allergies none. Family history is positive. Mother is living but no medical problem. Father is deceased, unknown cause. One brother, 2 sisters and sibling. No medical problems are known and they are from different parents. Relationship status. Patient is married, lives alone. Employment status. Patient used to work at Great Lakes Wine and Spirit, and job is at warehouse utility working. Sorry, the job place is called Great Lakes Wire and Spirit, and warehouse utility worker, load, unload up to 70 pound, 80 pound occasionally. He sits, stands and walks almost all the time. Currently, he has not been working. Disability, he has tried to apply for the disability. Lawyer, Stephen Hirsch and Alan Schroeder. Legal history, patient does not drink, does not smoke, does not use recreational drugs. ADLs. Patient reports that the following ADLs are affected: walking, running, doing yard work is 10, reaching to cabinet 9, standing, home chores, doing laundry, vacuuming are affected 8. Physical examination, blood pressure is 161 over 125, pulse is 60, pulse ox is 100, height 5'6", weight 232. This is a 61-year-old African-American male of a good built nutrition, alert-oriented, cooperative and conscious. No sinuses, jaundice, clubbing, colonic care. Does not appear to be in acute distress, shortness of breath or severe pain phases. Does not appear to be anxious, lethargic. The patient has a good attitude and demeanor. Present hygiene is normal. Patient is able to walk well, reasonably, without using any adaptive devices like a cane or rollator walker. Rest of the exam is from the template. In the skin, please mention he has a scar in both the knees for previous surgery for total knee replacement. Psychiatric evaluation, neurological evaluation are completely normal. In the musculature examination, it is mentioned both the trapezius muscle, entire trapezius muscle is in spasm, along with L1 to L5 paraspinal muscles, and rest of the muscles are completely normal with normal tone, bulk and contraction, and no clonus fasciculation, abnormal tremors. In the musculoskeletal examination, please use template for inspection palpation. Spine tenderness is noticed from L1 to L5 bilaterally, with the bilateral sacroiliac joints being tender. Paraspinal muscles was not in spasm, hypotonicity 0. However, trapezius muscle was found to be in spasm. Range of motion of the cervical spine is forward flexion is 35, extension is 35, bilateral side flexion is 35. Bilateral rotation is 45. In the lumbar spine, forward flexion is 40, extension is 10, bilateral side flexion is 20, bilateral rotation is 25. Hyperextension is not painful. Maneuvers to identify and reproduce the pains in cervical spine. The Hoffman sign was negative, however, Sperling sign is positive. The Lerman test is positive. Distraction test negative, Soto Hall test was negative. Roos test, slump test are negative. And straight leg raising test is positive at 40 degrees. Cross leg raise, contralateral leg raise test is positive. Bridgency Kernick test negative. Kent test positive, Breger test positive. Sacroiliac joint, mild tenderness on both sacroiliac joints is noticed, especially on walking. The standing flexion test, iliac compression and distraction test are found negative. However, Faber test, cancellation test are positive bilaterally. Trendelenburg sign is negative. Extremities examination, except for both shoulders and right hip and both the wrist, all the other parts of the extremities are normal, which include both the elbows, both wrist, the left hip, left knee, left ankle, right ankle, and foot. Please use the template to type the normal findings of the rest of this area. The affected area, number one. The right shoulder maximum pain is 6 and maximum range of motion on active flexion, active abduction is 90 degrees, beyond which he has a pain. In the left shoulder, pain level is 9. However, he can maximally move up to 70 degrees of abduction and flexion. On inspection, both the shoulders appear to be completely normal with no dislocation, laceration, or any contusion. Palpation doesn't resolve any tender points. Muscle strength 4/5 bilaterally. Special tests were conducted. Hawken Kennedy test was positive bilaterally. Motor power is 4/5. Bilaterally, however, the reflexes and distal peripheral pulses are normal. Carpotal compression test is positive, and cranial sign is positive. Palin side is positive bilaterally. And other than that, there was no swelling, deviation, muscle atrophy in the wrist and hand. And no atrophy of sthena prominence is noticed. Range of motion of the hands, wrist, fingers is normal. Reflexes are normal. Grip is reasonably good. Examination of the right hip did not reveal any pathology. There is no real tenderness, swelling, spasm, contractual alignment, none of them. No continual laceration, no swelling. Range of motions are normal. Flexion, extension 140, external internal rotation 40. Valgus varus abnormality, none. Leg line discrepancy, none. Patrickson, tendon work test, log roll, Ellie test, Thomas test are all negative. Diagnosis 110. E66.9, V89.2 X60. Actually, strike the V89.2 X60. It's a work-related accident, so G89.21 is better. 79.891. Nerves M79.2, muscles M60.9, M62.838, ligaments M54.0, upper extremities M25.511, M25.512, G56.01, G56.02, M79.641, M79.642, M25.531, M25.532. Hip M25.551. Cervical spine M54.250.20 54.12 S13.4 XXA. Thoracic spine M54.651.24 S23.3 XXA. Lumbar spine M54.551.27 54.16 S33.5 XXA. Sacroiliac spine M46.1 bilaterally, M54.17 S33.5 XXA. Plan of care. The patient already has plenty of physical therapy, and right now we are still evaluating him. He can continue seeing his chiropractor of his own without any bearing from us, because the patient can independently see chiropractor. However, I put two times a week therapy, although physical therapy is not recommended at this time because he's got enough of it for the neck and the lower back and shoulders bilaterally. The traction massage, laser, acupuncture medications. Naproxen 500 twice a day for anti-inflammatory and healing. Allevil 50 mg at night for help with the GAD disorder, pain and sleep. Flexeril 10 mg twice a day for muscle relaxation. Narcotic, Narco 5, 325 once a day, PR in 15 days for pain relief. He supplied with a topical pain relief with a neuropathic cream consisting of ketamine, diclofenac sodium, gabapentin, amitriptyline, and cyclobenzaprine. Naltrexone 1 mg capsule are provided for additional pain relief to continue at 3 mg after that. Disability is ordered to continue with the work disability, hospital replacement, and the patient was ordered an MRI of both shoulders, cervical and lumbar spine, since we do not have any information, or preferably complete spine. A photobiomodulation device was discussed and patient agreed. It is ordered for 3 months for back to apply for infrared and laser treatment as a potential help. Drug screens are checked, NAPs have been checked. Non-pharmacological modalities, yes. Home exercise plan, yes. Referred to psychiatry, yes. Fitness club, yes. Available MRI and other imaging records. The MRI that was done on 11/22/2019 at Beaumont Hospital shows there is a disc bulging at L2-3. L3-4. L4-5, along with ligamentum flavum hypertrophy, superimposed foramina disc protrusion, L2-3 in addition, and severe foramina narrowing, especially affecting left L4 nerve root. Cervical spine MRI, dated 11/22/19. Shows that disc herniation at C3-4, C4-5, C5-6, associated with the effect on the spinal cord, spinal stenosis, and uncovertebral hypertrophy, near bilateral neuroforamen narrowing. Another disc herniation at C6-7 is also up to interventional pain procedure. Patient is advised to consider having a interlaminar epidural injection for cervical and lumbar spine, 4-6. MRI for the shoulder and is not available. Once it is available, we'll have an update of the treatment plan. I have also ordered a MRI of the complete spine so that I can have a comparison with the past MRI. They are 4 years old at this time. So no other treatment is ordered for this question. Surgical options are going to be considered once all the treatment plan are considered together. Neuropsych is not warranted, attended care not warranted, past medical records are being reviewed and released. Investigation, MRI of both shoulders and complete spine is ordered without contrast. DMEs. Patient already has DMEs for his back and neck and all other. Or a tense unit has been ordered for help. Education is yes, weight loss program none. Follow visit in 15 days, direct contact, yes. Thank you.